Welcome to the Parkinson's Recovery October Support Group Gathering. Thank you so much for joining us. I have a number, a variety of very interesting subjects that members have suggested that we address today during our support group gathering. First, several announcements. First announcement is I have posted on the What's Up Robert page on your membership series of websites an entry that talks about a new service I decided I wanted to offer, at least for the fall of this year. It's called the 21-Day Parkinson's Recovery Intensive. And what is true is that we, in order to be able to get well, have to change some habits. And in some cases, we've got to give up something that we've been doing that's unfortunately holding us back from getting well. And in other cases, we have to institute new activities, new programs in order to be able to get well, whether that be diet or exercise or whatever it might be. Now, the difficulty is that there's something that happens when we attempt to institute the new intention. 21 days are required for doing the intention and honoring the intention every single day. And interestingly enough, and this should really resonate with many of you, after setting the intention, it's kind of like New Year's Eve intentions. You set the intention, and then, boy, January 1st, you're out there doing exactly what you intended to do. Second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, you're on the track. You're feeling better. And then all of a sudden, a day comes before day 21. It could be day 10, 14, 15, 16, where all of a sudden you don't do what it is that you intended to do or drop what you intended to drop. And then all of a sudden, the next day, you think, oh, my goodness, so I didn't even think about doing it. So there's something unconscious going on at play. And so what I decided I would do is offer a service, not only to members, but to anyone interested in being able to really be a person who connects with you every single day after intentions are set, following up and saying, okay, have we done it today? What's up? What's going on with you? So I thought, all right. How about let's do that so that you can really integrate new habits into your lifestyle. So I've got an entry in the What's Up Robert posting. We haven't quite yet set up that program, but it will be set up very soon with obviously a big special discount for all members. I have been posting updates to all of the online courses that I offer, and I have to say I've been quite fascinated with some of the revelations we've run across. If you are enrolled in the Rock Solid Walking course and you've been there for several weeks, one of the posts that I just introduced or will be introducing is basically pitching the argument, join Planet Slow. So the theme of really the support group gathering today, given all the questions that have been sent through and topics that have been asked to be discussed, is that there is one overall big picture that's going to be required to tame whatever symptoms you currently experience that are neurological in nature. And that is to shut down the volume of what is called your sympathetic nervous system. Now, for those of you that are unfamiliar with that term, that's the nervous system in our body that's essential for our survival. It's the go, go, make things happen, let's get to work, let's focus kind of energy. So it's the intentional kind of an energy. So the difficulty with people who are experiencing neurological conditions is that particular nervous system is turned on permanently, which means that the companion nervous system, again, I don't mean to put out a fancy term for those of you listening, the parasympathetic nervous system is the chill out, relax, have a good time, have no worries, shut down anxiety nervous system. Now, of course, that's the one that produces all of those delicious hormones like serotonin and, of course, dopamine and melatonin. So in the end, there are a variety of approaches and methods that can be embraced that will enable you to tame down the sympathetic nervous system. It's really surprising how many out there actually exist. And so a big theme of really quite a bit of what we'll be talking about today is, well, How then do you go about taming down that sympathetic nervous system so that then your body can naturally produce the hormones that will enable you to have rock solid walking and have no tremors and have all the energy that you need and to really to reclaim your lifestyle? One of the therapies that was suggested as a topic is quite interesting. It's only available in Europe. And the website for this particular website is the following, gondola-parkinson.com. So that's a G-O-N-D-O-L-A, and then there's a dash, the word Parkinson, that's singular, P-A-R-K-I-N-S-O-N.com. Now, what's interesting about this is, first, it's a little difficult to find out what in the world the therapy is. It's a medical therapy available in clinics throughout Europe, but not the United States. So if you dig deeper into trying to understand, okay, what really is this? Obviously, there's expense that is required. What you'll discover is that results have been quite positive. And what they really do is they are stimulating acupuncture points in the bottom of the feet with a sort of a mechanical device. Now, I saw no pictures on their website of exactly how they're doing that, but that's really all it is. It's a fancy term for reflexology. Now, what I thought was interesting is, I think, really a great truth in advertising statement, which is that not all, but most of their clients see relief pretty quickly, and it's very specifically designed for people whose walking is a bit wobbly, if they're freezing, if they're stumbling, if they have mobility challenges. And what the website basically reports is that people experience pretty quick relief, usually, and the relief is sustained for about 5 days. Now, what they also say is, so you really have to come back over and over and over again. If you stop coming, guess what? The positive effects will dissolve. I just want to say the following. It seems to me be a very beneficial therapy to get if you have some financial resources to expend. The downside, I think, is you are going into a medical environment where in medical environments we find there typically are a lot of diseases, quite frankly, viruses, bacterial infections. I mean, people who go to clinics typically are sick. So you do run the risk of some kind of infections, and certainly nobody wants to contract the terrible virus that's causing so much problem across the globe right now. So in the end, what I'd like to suggest is that, first of all, I think that's really an excellent overview of what you get with the treatment of what's called reflexology. Now, people who do reflexology are practitioners. They're typically available at any of the towns and cities across the globe. So these are people who have experience with what points in the feet can they stimulate that, in fact, will generate a balanced energetic system so that walking can become rock solid. My basic summary is that I would like you to really get serious about stimulating the bottom points on your feet. In other words, you don't have to go to a clinic. You don't have to go to a specialist that knows exactly what points you need to stimulate in order to be able to have walking that is more stable. Rather, you can just begin to take off your shoes and you can stimulate the bottom of your feet by walking on the grass if it doesn't have toxins in it, or even some really small gravel. There are some actual stimulation mats that can be purchased with little protrusions. They're little rock kind of protrusions, and that's stimulating all kind of surfaces in the bottom of your feet. So I just want to say, look, this gondola-parkinson.com website sounds like it's a really great idea. Some medical professionals have realized that reflexology really does help people. And they've also been quite honest in being able to say, okay, the effects are temporary. Well, okay, so if you're having mobility challenges, I just want to say, hey, look, take that particular big picture point seriously. And again, find ways every day to stimulate the bottom parts of your feet. You can do that with your hands. A partner can do that. A friend, a family member. You can go to a reflexologist and pay a little money, and they can do that as well. But remember, the result is the same. The benefits will be welcome, but they will be short-lived. Now, the next topic that I want to land on is a quite interesting topic. I've got just a number of questions about stem cell therapy. And so the question is always from you as members, well, should I take stem cell therapy seriously or not? What are the results of stem cell therapy? Now, there are many different types of stem cell therapy. They've developed some more sophisticated forms of therapy that are a little bit less expensive, but it's still going to take a big bite out of your bank account. Do people benefit from stem cell therapy? Well, I have to say, given the interviews that I've done over the last 20 years, we certainly have people who have been delighted and pleased with the benefits of stem cell therapy. But unfortunately, that, as many therapies, happens to be short-lived. So the benefits could last 6 months, a year, sometimes a little bit longer. But then the wonderful relief of symptoms all of a sudden is not as much experienced, and then the symptoms tend to reemerge. Now, the other big issue that I think a lot of people are not really aware of is that the body itself is able to regenerate and rejuvenate stem cells. The body is designed to really do anything. So why would you need to go to some healthcare practitioner and get them to infuse you with stem cells when your body can make stem cells itself? So the next question is, all right, so that's interesting. Why isn't the body producing stem cells? And stem cells are the basic building blocks of the body. So no matter what symptoms you are experiencing, if you have enough stem cells, your body is going to be able to rejuvenate and regenerate. So the stem cells are great, and the more the better. So what causes the problem of the body's inability to rejuvenate and regenerate stem cells? Well, get this, and you're not going to see this really in many other places anywhere. As it turns out, the reason why the body is not able to generate stem cells winds up being an ammonia overload or poisoning. Ammonia. Now, we've all smelled ammonia. It doesn't smell particularly nice. And so when your body has too much ammonia, you are going to experience a deterioration in your body's ability to stimulate the production of stem cells. All right. So where does ammonia come from? You're certainly not drinking that. It's not for sale in grocery stores or health food stores. Ammonia is actually a product of the foods that you eat. So if you feel like you've got really low energy, it could be ammonia poisoning. In other words, you're taking a lot of supplements to supposedly boost off your energy, and you still feel pretty flat. You want to sleep all day long. It's possible that one of the factors for the fatigue could be ammonia poisoning. So what I'm suggesting is, if you suspect that's the case, you can make an alteration in your diet to reduce the intake of foods that are high in ammonia. Now, at the top of the list winds up being most wheats. So if you'll cut out eating all wheat products, I mean, the ammonia in wheat is surprisingly high. Second of all, ammonia is used as a leavening in a lot of packaged products. So if you're going to the grocery store getting a lot of packaged products, you're probably also infusing your body with a lot of ammonia. And finally, cheese. I know a lot of you are cheese lovers, but if you have low energy, if you have a lot of fatigue, if you have flu-like symptoms, it may be, again, it's ammonia poisoning. And so you might want to just cut out cheese. Do that for about 3 weeks and see if your energy doesn't resurge. It may be then your body's going to be able to rejuvenate and regenerate stem cells. So that's my spin on stem cell therapy. Obviously, if you're a person that has financial resources and you have a medical professional that is reliable, trustworthy, and is just somebody that you trust, then it's really usually therapy to be embraced. Now, I'm going to step back and make sure everybody understands. I have had connections and conversations with people who told me, you know, oh, I paid $20,000 for stem cell therapy, didn't do me a bit of good. So don't think for a minute that there is any therapy out there that exists that's going to help absolutely everyone. Of the many dozens of natural therapies that I've documented that are helping people find relief from their symptoms, I don't know of any one therapy that helps everyone. It just is not ever going to exist, and that's true for stem cell therapy as well. Now, finally, one last suggestion that I want to pitch with you is the idea, if you're having mobility problems, is to slow down the pace of your walking and to join the planet of slow. I think it's a great idea. So the difficulty when you have mobility problems is, for example, when you freeze, what you tend to think is, well, let me force myself to move. Well, instead, if you'll reverse that, I think you'll be able to loosen up a lot of the challenge that you might have with walking and getting from point A to point B. And that is to basically think of yourself not on planet Earth, but on planet Slow, where everything moves very, very slowly. So when you get to a point where there's a bit of stumbling, or maybe there's a bit of freezing, or you get stuck, all you really do is you say to yourself, oh, great, it's time for me to be more mindful of my body and what I'm doing and where I'm at here on planet Earth. So instead, you, with your intention, you imagine yourself being in a place where everybody moves very slowly. Now, that's difficult in many countries where people are rushing from point A to point B and almost running. But instead, you can do it differently. And if anybody asks, is something wrong, you're moving so slowly, you can say, I'm practicing a mindfulness practice. John Pepper, a person who has Parkinson's disease, was able to address all of his mobility problems with really just this one suggestion, which is not only to move slowly, and I do mean slowly as molasses, but also to focus on every muscle contraction and restriction in his body, where he was putting his feet, where his arms are, where his head is. And what he discovered is when he's mindful about his walking improved immeasurably. So instead of trying to gut it out and force it through, which activates that, yes, sympathetic nervous system, what you're going to do is you're going to turn down the volume of that sympathetic nervous system, the ones that says you got to get going, you got to get to your appointment on time, that says we're going to now take all the time we need. We're going to start leaving for our doctor's appointment an hour and a half early so that it may take us an hour and a half, but that's okay. We're going to get there safe and sound, and we're going to get there without having a lot of mobility challenges. Now, the next thing I really want to do is to discuss a question that was another question that was submitted. And that has to do with an interesting protocol that's really directed toward the vagus nerve. Now, the vagus nerve is a nerve that is around the digestive system, around the stomach area. It has a lot of forks. It's not just one single nerve. It's really a complicated nerve, probably the biggest and most important nerve in the body. And then it goes up the chest, along the side of the neck, up into, guess what, the brain. Researchers have discovered the vagus nerve is really critical in terms of sending up to the brain all sorts of infections, viruses, bacterial difficulties, and other kinds of mess. So mess you don't want in your brain. Okay for the stomach because it's going to be put out, but not in the brain. Well, the other interesting thing is this therapy that was asked in a question from a member is called the Safe and Sound Protocol, or SSP. And apparently the company that promotes that is UNYTE. UNYTE. Now, this is a different kind of an idea. It's not reflexology. It's not Planet Slow. But it's really the same idea. What they're really working on is trying to turn down the volume of that sympathetic nervous system that is the one that makes you go, go, go and makes the world turn around and makes the world work the way it needs to work, and instead support that parasympathetic nervous system that produces all the delicious hormones that our body needs. So this particular protocol sounds certainly interesting. I think it would be useful. It's probably expensive. But in the end, the question is, what is this really doing? Well, as it turns out, my view of the benefits of this is that it is stimulating the vagus nerve, which is very much connected to a meridian in the body called triple warmer. That's T-R-I-P-L-E, the word triple rather than the word double, triple. And the second word is warmer, W-A-R-M-E-R. Now, I know most of you are familiar with these energetic meridians in the body. There's a lung meridian, a heart meridian, a liver meridian. Probably many of you are not actually aware that there is an energetic meridian, lines of energy that run through the body that have the label triple warmer. Now, that's the meridian, it turns out, that sustains the sympathetic nervous system. It keeps that nervous system running 24 hours a day if it's not silenced, if it's not calmed, if it's not all of a sudden soothed. So the triple warmer meridian goes in a lot of different places in the body, but it does originate around in the digestive area. It runs up the chest and then along the side of the neck into the brain. That's the same as the vagus nerve. So how can you use the idea of the vagus nerve as being very much connected to that triple warmer meridian to slow down the intensity of your excitated sympathetic nervous system? And what I want to suggest is you can just soothe and rub the side of your neck. So where are we talking about? Well, that nerve actually is right next to the carotid artery. That's the big artery that goes along both sides of the neck. Some of you may have friends, or maybe even you yourself, has had that, the word I think is cleaned up. In other words, sometimes there's deposits in that artery. Since it's the main access of blood flow to the brain, if it gets blocked, it can cause all sorts of difficulty with strokes and other kind of medical problems. So the medical officials assess the extent to which that artery is open, and then sometimes they'll surgically go in and open that up. Well, of course, what's also the case is next to that is this vagus nerve. So I've actually seen people who offer suggestions in YouTube, and they basically say, look, the vagus nerve is really a big issue, and it's not because of the nerve itself, other than the fact that it transmits all of these viruses and bacteria. Rather, the real issue is that it's very much connected to that triple warmer meridian. So you can just with your fingers, you can rub each side of your neck right there where the carotid artery is. And I think you'll find you all of a sudden, instead of being tight and nervous and anxious, you'll find the level of that really begins to settle down. In the end, there are lots of different therapies that can be embraced and pursued that is going to accomplish the ability for you to come back into that place of calm and relaxation and safety. That's actually probably, if we had to describe the nature of many, many of these particular therapies, I would say that probably is it. It is the fact that all of them, in one way or another, using one mechanism or another, one therapy or another, are all able to bring you back into that place of calm and centeredness. Of course, that's exactly what the therapy of meditation does, as you're well aware. When you look at somebody who's meditating, are they excited? Are they active? No, they are there. They're down. They are resting into this centered place of relaxation. And of course, their body then is relaxing, their body is safe, and their body is then producing the hormones that allow whatever neurological disturbances exist to be addressed. Now, the final comment that I want to make sure and make by way of introduction and responding to the many questions that we've received here for this particular event today, for our gathering, is to really say again that one of the big themes that I keep hounding on with you as members and, of course, with everybody in my courses and in my books is to begin to develop your own trust and your ability to get information about what you need to do to get well. I think you can trust your instinct. I think you can trust your gut intuition about what's the best next step. So in the end, of course, it's a great idea to ask people, what do you know about this therapy or that therapy? That's great information to get. but which of the dozens of therapies do you want to pursue personally? I mean, that's a really difficult choice. And so I think in the end, what I'm always suggesting to people when they ask the question, well, should I eat this kind of food or which diet should I have? What kind of exercise should I do? I'm always leading them to ask, well, what do you think? What do you suspect in your gut instinct would be the best approach for you? So we all have the ability to tap into that wisdom. And so what I've posted and developed here for you to enjoy over the coming week, and it'll begin to be posted on Monday, will be meditations on guidance. In other words, getting your own guidance, not calling up a medical doctor or a naturopath or a chiropractor or an acupuncturist and say, okay, I've got this problem, what should I do? And again, I'm not saying don't do that. I'm saying, great, ask all the questions you want of all the people you trust. But in the end, the suggestion that I'm making here is go into your inner wisdom, your gut instinct, and ask yourself, okay, what do I really need to do next? What's the next best step? And if you look at all the therapies that might be beneficial to you, there are probably a number of them, but the real question is, what's the next best therapy you can embrace? What do you need to do next? That can be a complicated issue. So if you ask a lot of experts, what about these six therapies? They'll probably say, well, this one is good, this one is good, this one is good. They'll probably say they're all probably going to be beneficial to some extent or another. But the real issue for you is which one of these many therapies should be the next one that you embrace? What's the best therapy for you? What's the best practice? What's the best habit? So when I use the word therapy, I don't necessarily want to suggest a therapy where you have to purchase a supplement or go to a medical care professional. A practice of therapy could be dropping out of doing something that's really making you ill or embracing a habit that will help you get well. So it may be not that there's anything that you have to get in a medical sense, but rather something that you simply need to change in how you're living your life day in and day out. So we covered a number of different topics that were submitted and suggested for discussion today, which I really enjoyed preparing and working for. If there are follow-up issues, obviously you can call in and we will connect with you so that you can have a report on your experience or follow-up questions about what we've discussed so far. I don't see anybody who's actually entered in here to the chat room for additional discussion. I do have one wonderful offer from Vana in an email, and I see Vana has actually called in. Vana would like to tell us all about a therapy that she has discovered has been, I think, useful to her. It's called Heart Math. And so I want to connect Vana in so she can tell us all about that. This is a therapy that we introduced at the Santa Fe Parkinson's Recovery Summit back in 2012. We had a presentation by an individual who was very experienced and knowledgeable on the heart math therapy. And now Vana has a follow-up discussion about her experience with heart math and how it's really been beneficial to her as a therapy. So Vana, thank you so much for connecting in to our support group gathering today. Hello.
Yes, hello from Austin, Texas.
It's great to connect with you. So Vana, you probably have other things you'd like to talk about, but I know you wanted to talk about heart math.
Yes, I do. In about 2002, I lived in California, and I found out about the heart math protocol and the company and that kind of thing. So I went and got some training and became a one-on-one coach in 2002, 2003. And then that started dropped off the radar when I started moving different other places. And I was working to try to let people know that I really appreciate them. And it popped back up on the radar, and I called them. I called Heart Math and got connected with them again as a coach. That's not as important as what has happened. There are a couple of things that you can get, one of which is a computer program, which is called M-Wave. And what happens is, from our heart to our brain, our messages that are sent back and forth there are a lot more messages going from the heart to the brain as compared to messages that come from the brain to the heart. So they even think there are stem cells in the heart as well. So basically what my problem was is I think it's a problem that everybody's had, and been sort of sequestered inside the house for a long time because of the virus. Sometimes a person could get very depressed and or anxious and or just worrisome. So using this program, it's called M-Wave. You connect your a sensor to your ear. It's connected to a thumb drive in the computer. And comes up on the screen. It can show you what is very important is the coherence of our heart. So if you've had an electrocardiogram and the spike goes back and forth, the needle on the paper goes back and forth, if you're not coherent, it'll go back and forth and have spikes and be really, really pointed on one end and on the other of the line. Whereas if you're very coherent and there's a message going from your heart to the brain and you're very appreciative and you're very relaxed, then the line going on the electrocardiogram is like an electrocardiogram, is very even and there it flows with no sharp turns on it. So what I can do in the morning and the evening and whenever is go to my computer and connect this sensor to my ear and just sit back and relax and start thinking, breathing as if my heart was a being, breathing in my chest, and I start breathing in and out. And basically, it's like a biofeedback system, but it's not really a biofeedback system. And for those people who do meditation and their mind wanders, this is a measure that can quantify your meditation practice. For instance, if I'm doing this M-Wave and I'm sitting here with it connected to my ears and I have my eyes shut, I open up my eyes and it signifies that I'm being distracted because I'm thinking about, oh, what about the food on the stove, or thinking about hanging out clothes in the laundry and stuff like that. So this helps you sort of zero in on certain things that you want to relax your mind. So I think it helps to settle my sympathetic and parasympathetic abilities. But I feel much, much more relaxed when I use it. And I do have an email I'd be glad to send to anybody to give them more information on it. But it really is a wonderful thing to do. Now, they have one that you can put on the computer, and then they have another program. It's called Inner Balance. And you can get a free app off of your telephone, whether it's iPhone or Android phone, and you can connect through Bluetooth, and you can have a sensor on your ear there, and that does cost about $150 for the sensor, but the app is free. So that's in the email that I would send out if anybody's interested in that. But I'm primarily interested in sharing this with everybody just because of the way I feel. I feel much more. One of the problems I've had with my condition is sometimes I feel very dizzy or very off balance. And when I sit down with this M-Wave, I feel like I'm getting more oxygen and I feel like I'm more incoherent. And I just feel better all the way around. Would you like for me to send you an email about it so you could forward it to?
Well, Vonna, would you be willing to put your email out for people right now so they could connect you directly?
Yeah, it's Vonna, V-A-U-N-A, Vonna, V as in vodka. Vonna, V-A-U-N-A, Vonna, one, like the number one. Jennifer@AOL.com. And I would be glad to do a demonstration on Zoom to show you and show you how I connect it to my ear and how I do it. But
oh, cool.
You can sit there and watch me with it on my ear, and then I put my picture of my desktop on the computer, and you can see it actually doing the lines going up and down. And it really is interesting. I do better breathing, and I'm just better relaxed when I get through. And there's been times when I've really worried about what's happening with this virus and what's happening with this and what's happening with that. And sometimes I just can't handle stress that much or that well. And now I feel much more relaxed about it and more accepting of hopefully our fate coming up, because I'm up in my ear, so I don't want to take any chances. But that's Vauna, V-A-U-N-A, V is in vodka. Vauna1 is AOL.com. And if you want to call me, that's fine, too.
Oh, and so would you like to give the number to call?
Well, you can call me, but call me two times, because sometimes I get these solicitation calls and I won't answer them. So it's 609-533-1116. That's 609-533-1116.
And obviously, leave a message, too, because Vauna, as she's explaining, does the same thing I do. There's so many spam calls that come. We oftentimes don't answer our phone when it first rings. So just leave a message, and she'll call you back. Anyone that is feeling anxious and upset and stressed about the virus would probably benefit from knowing more about this.
One of the things this company does also, they've been around for nearly 30 years. And so as they keep track, they've got what they call a global setup where you can look at people all over the world that are like-minded who are trying to make positive thoughts and stuff like that. It's related to our Earth also. So I could tell you and share that with you also. But I'd be glad if you call me or email me, I'll send you an email which has information about it. I sent one to you, Robert. Did you get that email?
I didn't, Vauna. You'll have to send it again. It might have gone to spam. So please send it again.
Okay. Well, it's going to be, the subject's going to be Vauna's, with an apostrophe S, Vauna's heart-to-heart hello. And that's what it'll be on the subject line.
Oh, okay. I'll look in my spam folder as well.
Go ahead.
Well, my other question that occurred to me that I think some listeners might be curious about is, this is connecting the heart to the mind, the heart being more of a mind than the mind itself. Would a person who's confronting some heart or cardiac issues, for instance, high blood pressure or low blood pressure or just hearts that are not functioning the way we would like to see them function, would they benefit from this as well?
Well, I'm not going to say yes, but what I can say is, there's been times when I felt like my heart was going to pop out of my chest. And I just feel more in agreement with my chest and all of that. So for me, it's made me feel more comfortable with my heart. And my shoulders are sort of stooped, and sometimes I crowd my lungs. Because I'm doing this breathing with this heart math, I'm getting more oxygen into my system, so I feel better, and I don't feel so dizzy and lightheaded and off balance. Seems like I can walk better, too. So there's, I'm also keeping a journal. You can keep a journal in this heart math, the one for the computer.
It sounds like it can be very beneficial for persons who are confronting mobility challenges as well.
Well, it has been for me. I can't guarantee anybody what it'll do for them. But the people that are with the company are very, very nice. They're appreciative, and they show appreciation They're very patient, as I would be working with any of you. But I would love to hear from somebody about it, because this is a wonderful thing. It is so wonderful. There's a doctor that does all kinds of things. It's not the traditional way, and he has an M-wave. And he was surprised to find that I had one. So the M-Wave costs a little bit of money, but it's well worth it. It also has some games, which I will show you. One game is a hot air balloon. And it says, okay, we want you to be very grateful and think of positive things. And as you think that, when the sensor is connected to your earlobe, then in the game that's on the screen, the hot air balloon begins to take off and go up in the air. And all of a sudden, you got a dog comes in there in your room where you're doing the M-Wave and disturbs you. Well, if you're distracted and you're not thinking about it, and you're not showing your appreciation, the hot air balloon starts to go back down.
Oh. That's cool.
And then there's a big rainbow that goes across the sky, and as you're thinking positive things, it goes across the sky and over to a pot of gold coins.
Oh, that's great!
And if you didn't make it all the way to the pot of gold coins, you say, sorry, you don't get the coins.
That's great! Boy, and talking about something that's really creative.
There's all kinds of games in there that you can play, and you can just. There's one that's sort of like a meadow kind of scene, and there's some pretty music, and you think positive things, and all of a sudden you see a deer or a horse or an animal just appear. When you first look at the picture, it's sort of gray looking, and you just keep thinking positive things, and these animals keep popping up in this meadow, which is really pretty. And there's all kinds of... I'll be glad to show you that. So,
well, how wonderful.
Call me and/or let's get on Zoom. I do Zoom all the time. I'll set up a Zoom meeting. And we
what a wonderful invitation. So everybody, contact Bana so that you can connect into her Zoom presentation and also connect with her personally. My final question for you, Bana, is there's some expense involved, which sounds like it's not that great. But is there a deal where you have to pay ongoing? Is it a subscription where you have to pay every month, or is it a one-time kind of a commitment?
Well, I am a coach, and I do charge $5,000 an hour.
Oh, everybody can afford that.
I'm a coach. So I do charge some, but it's not per month kind of thing. But the M-Wave is around $299.
So there are different choices that people can have. They can connect with you. They might want to do the coaching with you, or it's also this other option where they can get in and set up this system where they can go through their phone or their computer.
There's two things that I would offer, even though there's three things that they have. It would be the M-Wave for $299, and then you have to get this center, which is about another $25. You can put it on your ear, or you can get a sensor for your finger and just wrap a Velcro thing around your finger. You know how you stick this thing, your finger in this thing to check your absorption of oxygen?
Yeah, it's
like that.
It looks like that. Yeah, so cool.
Well, it looks sort of like that. It's a little Velcro thing. And
cool.
And then for the inner balance, is free. It's free. It's an app that's on your telephone already. But it's not going to activate, and it won't be used until you get the sensor. You can't use it until you get the sensor, which is about $150. And that's something that's portable that you can carry around with you, say, while you're traveling. And it connects the sensor to your ears through Bluetooth. So sometimes I sit in my recliner and just lay back and do that. So there's also a sound that you're going to hear. The sound gives you feedback of how you're doing. And if it's a lower feedback, that means you're there's three different things that you try to manipulate. And you can do it with your brain and with your heart. You're shooting for there's three different colors you can get, red, blue, or green results. And green means you're in coherence. So if you're going towards the red, it'll go boom, it'll go lower. And then as your line on the machine goes towards a positive thing, it goes up higher. And in other words, it gives you feedback, and you can lay back and hear the sound, and you know it's better.
Cool.
And so you can hear the different sounds. I really appreciated it, and I want to tell as many people about it as I can, so they would be informed. So send me an email, and I'll be glad to send you an email and or set up a Zoom time so you can just see it actually in use. I have both of them. I have one for the cell telephone and then one for the desktop. Any other questions, please? Anybody else have any other questions?
Contact Bonna for questions. We don't have anybody today that submitted anything, but I know you're going to be getting some calls and emails. So everyone, contact Bonna. She's got a fascinating and exciting option for you to consider. I really want to encourage you to learn a little bit more about it. One of the, I think, and I suspect, wonderful benefits of this therapy is the following. From personal experience, what I became aware of a number of years ago was I was not even aware or conscious of how I was always anxious. I didn't know it because I had been anxious my whole life. I thought that was the normal. So it sounds like this wonderful heart math technology that Bonna can tell you all about is one that will all of a sudden help you be able to recognize, oh, wow, look at that. I didn't realize that I was so anxious. And so you'll begin to experience what it really feels like to be relaxed and centered and balanced, since that's an experience that you may not have ever really had. So contact Bonna. She's given you her email address and her phone number, and she'll be happy to tell you more about this option. And it's really very much in the...
Because of the sequestering thing about the virus and all that, I don't go very many places. But it seems like I couldn't handle stress that very well. And sometimes, at least a little thing, if I get on hold for the telephone, or I would just really be perturbed and or want to cry. And now I go, well, phooey, I'm not going to cry anymore. I'm not going to be perturbed. So I start thinking positive things.
Oh, I start wonderful, Bonna.
For camping out with my family, the experience I had with my pet dog, I think of all these positive things, and I feel a lot better about it, too.
Awesome. Doesn't get better than that.
You bet your sweet Bippy.
Right. Bonna, thanks so much for telling everybody about this, and may many of you contact her so you can learn more about this wonderful technology. And as we sort of said at the very introduction of the support group gathering today here in October of 2020, the theme, as it turns out, of all the questions that were submitted and also Vanna's wonderful introduction of HeartMath is different ways, different approaches where you can tame down that nervous system that's creating the symptoms that you experience. So there are many, many different options out there. And Bonna has now introduced an option, a therapy that seems to me is well worth considering. So get in touch with her. Find out more about HeartMath. It may be the perfect therapy for you to be able to, just as it is done for her, bring you back into a place of balance and harmony. Well, I want to thank everybody for being a member of Parkinson's Recovery, and please connect in to the member websites every weekday. I spend quite a bit of my time here during the week developing the materials for the various websites and posting those materials. As I mentioned at the very outset of this session, this coming week we have the meditations on guidance so that you can get some real sense of what it means to go into your own inner wisdom and really draw out the questions that you need to have answered to be able to form a solid program of recovery as you travel down the road to recovery. So check those meditations. And again, please check in with all of the other member websites. We've got lots of wonderful support, information, and experiences there for you to be able to come back into a place of balance and harmony. So the more you can tame down your sympathetic nervous system, shut down the volume of that, and support and turn up the volume of your parasympathetic nervous system, that place where you're relaxed, you're calm, there's no anxiety, you're full of hope and joy and happiness, that's the place where you'll create all of the hormones that you need to be able to have a life that is full of all sorts of energy and excitement and adventure. And that's what's happening here on the shores of the Puget Sound, where all the women are smart, all the men are handsome, and all the children are profoundly loved. Know that by virtue of the fact that you have joined our Parkinson's Recovery Global Community, that you, along with many others, in your own way, in your own fashion, making your own choices and trusting your own inner wisdom and honoring your inner wisdom, that you indeed are traveling down the road to recovery successfully. We look forward to connecting with everybody over the coming weeks. Email me, call me, let me know how I can provide whatever support you're seeking to be able to set a steady course down the road to recovery. As you well know, this is Robert Rogers, founder of Parkinson's Recovery in 2002. May you have a magnificent month here in November as we begin to experience the delightful leaves that are falling here in the fall time here in this part of the world. And for those of you in Australia, as you begin to experience the wonderful warmth of summertime, thanks so much for being here. And we look forward to, again, connecting with you either over the coming weeks or certainly during our support group gathering in November, which will be the very last of the month. Thanks so much for being here.